I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams regularly offers his insights with help from guests in the nation's capital. Here's the latest installment of Political Corner.
We're joined this week on Political Corner by Donna Brazile. Ms. Brazile was Al Gore's campaign manager in 2000. She now runs her own political consulting firm. And Robert Trainum, the Svengali of the Republican political establishment in Washington. They're both joining us from Washington this week. Thanks for joining us on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you.
Everyone is talking about Tim Johnson's illness, not only out of concern for him, but out of concern for the balance, political control of the U.S. Senate. Exactly how does this work if Tim Johnson is incapacitated?
Well, first of all, Juan, of course, our thoughts and prayers are with Senator Johnson and his family. Earlier, Senator Reid visited with Senator Johnson. And Senator Reid has assured us that not only is he getting the very best medical care, he believes that Senator Johnson will recover. Of course, Senator Johnson remains in the hospital, and according to Senator Reid, the Democrats will continue to transition for the 110th Congress. Senator Reid has also spoken to the newly elected minority leader, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, to assure him that the Democrats will continue to transition for the 110th Congress.
Well, now, Robert, how would it work if, God forbid, Senator Johnson was to die? How would it work in terms of Republicans taking control? What would happen?
I wish it was a little bit more simplistic than that, Juan, but frankly, the Constitution says that if a United States senator was to become incapacitated, in other words, unable to make decisions for him or herself, and or death, and there has to be an actual death certificate, then the home state governor would have to make an appointment to that seat, and of course that person would hold that seat until the next special election. In this case, Governor Mike Rounds is a Republican from South Dakota who has, ironically enough, expressed a very strong interest and desire to run against Senator Johnson in 2008. It would be his decision to make if, again, if, unfortunately, if there was a death in the Senate seat or if the senator becomes incapacitated in some way, shape, or form. And if the senator, God forbid, was to become incapacitated, that becomes very, very murky because then it becomes down to, frankly, what is incapacitated. And again, that's just an uncharted territory, which unfortunately we don't have to go down.
Well, what about the special election that you mentioned? When would that be held?
That would be in 2008. In other words, Governor Rounds would make the appointment, you know, presumably whenever it's appropriate, if that happens, and then a special election would happen in 2008.
Now, to the two of you, what would the impact be on the U.S. Senate? Would it be a matter of shifting the agenda going forward? Would it be a matter of people not getting committee assignments who thought they were going to be in position to do a different Democratic agenda as opposed to the Republican agenda? What difference does it make?
Well, look, right now the balance is quite close. 49 Democrats, 49 Republicans, and two independents who will caucus with the Democratic caucus. So if it becomes a situation where it's 50-50, Dick Cheney, again, would hold the balance of power, thereby giving the chamber back to the Republicans. And my recollection, and Robert is more of a Senate person than I am, my recollection is that the committees will be evenly split, that the Senate will convene, and that they will work out rules that will enable both political parties to share power.
Juan, to answer your question specifically, there would be a huge sea change in the Senate if something like this was to happen. There are thousands of staff slots that would be taken into consideration. Committee chairs, as you mentioned a few moments ago, the president's nominations, ambassadorships, treaties, and the overall agenda as a whole certainly will be shifted to the Republicans to a certain degree. And it'd be very interesting because then the House would be obviously Democratic with Speaker Pelosi, and then the Senate would be Republican with, as Donna mentioned, with the vice president breaking the tie, presumably, obviously, in Republicans' favor.
Donna Brazile, Robert Trainum, thank you for joining us this week on Political Corner.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
Join NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams and his panel of political strategists. They'll dish out the latest news from the Capitol every week, right here on Political Corner.